This is the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Listener app with Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. Each week, they bring you the big stars in sport, discuss the NRL issues of the week and have a few laughs in between. Let's get into it.
Yes, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Boys, fantastic, fantastic from you last week, Jude Bolton.
Hey, not bad.
We had the Everest in the Caulfield Cup. And you gave us both winners into each other, and it all went very well for
Nature
a lot of our
strip
listeners.
Into incentivise, it came home. It was a good day of racing. So
well played, mate. Plenty of people didn't pick those, and you picked
them. Well, no, mate.
How are you, big fella? How's your week been, Del?
Pretty quiet. I just had a little bit of time to myself, and the big Del just gave himself some love this week. Just
over chilled Manly out. And everything.
You absolutely look on fire at the moment. You're looking relaxed. Well, you're looking well.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it because, it's nearly the end of the season. I ended Dead Set Legends. And then, obviously, you guys, because I've been such a star of the show, you give me next week off because Brad Haddon's on the show.
Exactly. When we arrived at Triple M this morning, Del was already here, right?
Yeah. Professional.
And I was talking to Jacko. I was talking to Hugh Jackman on the phone. I just handed the phone over to Del, and it was two superstars just talking to each other. You know, and the conversation just flowed.
Two entertainers.
To be honest, I don't want to put myself in his category, but I'm there about. So, yeah, Jacko, mate, really love you, mate. He was in you know what? I love the big fella here. You said, are you down at the Hamptons?
Are you in the Hamptons or in the city? Yeah. Oh, and he goes, he turned the phone around and it was there's the Hudson River.
Unbelievable, mate.
He goes, okay, the big
gentleman. Love you, Jacko.
So much movement, boys, around the game of rugby league. The biggest signings for next season, we're going to discuss them right now, going through each club. I'm going to start the ball rolling and ask you, Del, about the Broncos. Called Capewell, who's just won a premiership, not a bad signing and a State of Origin player, and, of course, Adam Reynolds.
Well, I think what they need some composure. They need some senior players there, and these two bring that. They've got a lot of good young players there, but it just depends how Adam Reynolds, I suppose, fits into that culture. And he needs a really good off-season. And then, obviously, Kevvy Walters needs to bond with him really well too. So we know they're a talented roster, but they're just too inconsistent. But, look, I think they're going to be good for the Broncos. And obviously,
there'll be a better team with those two players.
100%. But even Adam Reynolds' kicking game, obviously Kurt Capewell, that experience, yeah.
So the Doggies, obviously Wooden Spooners, but they've been huge and hugely active. They've got Josh Adokar, Matt Burton, Brent Naden, Matt Dufty, Tevita Pangai Jr. and Paul Vaughan. That is some serious changes and some excitement for Bulldogs fans.
Well, they needed that. And even like the Bulldogs, they needed to refresh some of their players there. But like I think the big signing for them is Matt Burton, because what you got there is you've got a really good footballer, a really good leader, and I think a future captain of the club. Obviously, Paul Vaughan, mate, we know what he can do. He'll behave himself to Vita Pangai Jr. We saw what he can do changing the game up. And, you know, we know what Naden can do. Josh Adokar, he's a world-class finisher. But you've got to get in the ball first and the structure. So for Trent Barrett, some really good signings there.
Will he play on the wing or does he want to play fullback?
He'll stay on the wing. Mate, Dufty will play fullback to start with, but Josh Adokar, maybe in 2 years, he might move back there.
Okay, the Dragons, Aaron Woods, who I think's fantastic, hardly ever plays the ball. He always gets offloads.
Yeah.
And Moses Sully as well. What do you reckon about those three for the Drags?
Yeah, look, it's not a bad mix, but I think they've got to back their juniors a lot more. They've got some really good young players down there. Even big one of the twins down there, one of the Burgess boys, he's there. So they got that experience there. But if you mix it right with some of those young kids there, you could go a long way. So the Dragons fans, they want to see a bit of something now. So I think Aaron Woods is a good buy for the club. Sully is a really good buy for the club too. A couple of years ago, he said, well, would I want to go to a sinking ship? Now he's just signed a 3 or 4 year deal.
No new signings for the Eels or the Panthers, but I want to talk to the Knights because there's obviously talk that Mitchell Pearce is going to say goodbye and go to a French club over the next 48 hours.
Yeah,
and then
that's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, massive. And also they've picked up Dane Gagai.
Yeah, look, I think it's strange. I don't think they needed to get Dane Gagai back, but, you know, he's a class player because obviously Dane left there to go to South. And, look, Dane's a good player, but they've got so many good junior players there. But it all falls in the back of guys like Kalen Ponga, as we know. But their forward pack, really good forward pack. Frizzell had an outstanding season. And I just expect more from the Knights next season.
Okay, the Raiders, Fogarty from the Titans.
Yeah, Fogarty's a good player. I was quite surprised that he left the Titans.
He seemed happy there, didn't he?
He did seem happy, but obviously he wanted to go to the Raiders to challenge himself. And obviously, I think the Raiders, it's a good buy for the Raiders. But look, the Raiders, they were a bit...
Has their premiership window shut?
I think so. Yeah, now it has. Like, they can be in the top eight, but I think their premiership window is gone.
tricolours now. Obviously, Connor Watson and Morosi come across, and you know, you get a healthy Lukiri hopefully next year with Sam Walker on the back.
It's a brand new team, isn't it?
It's a brand new team.
It is. So they're going to they obviously got to start again. You know, they lost so many good players, but you know, I think Lukiri, people, we sort of forget how good he is. You know, I know you guys do, your Roosters, you know, fans, but even like I think he's going to be good for young Walker having Lukiri there. But even that forward pack, they're aging a bit now too, that forward pack, but they're still a pretty good side. The Roosters will be thereabouts.
What about Finucane, Hines and...
Cam McInnes,
who literally was...
Captain of the club.
Captain of the club,
yep.
Left the Dragons, could have played State of Origin. He's going to be at the Sharks. And obviously one we haven't mentioned here, the new coach.
Fitzy. Yeah, Fitzy. So mate, everyone knows that Fitzy's a good assistant coach, but when you take on that head coaching role, it's a whole, you know, whole can of worms, you know. But I think he's got the temperament to do it. It just depends what his structure is and what his game plan is. It'd be very defense orientated, but they've got a lot of good attacking players there. But the Shire, they'll want their Sharks to be successful because they've been a bit inconsistent the last couple of years.
Yeah, since they won the comp.
Yeah.
And more about the New Zealand Warriors, Sean Johnson, Ash Taylor and Aaron Penne.
Yeah, look, I think, mate, the Warriors are always there. So the thing about the Warriors, I just think they need to believe in themselves. I reckon Nathan Brown is the right coach at the moment, but they've got some really good players, and we've seen that this year. Just when you tip the Warriors and expect them to do good things, they lose a game, and then
can't
the games...
trust them.
You can't trust them. But you know what? I just think next year, a good off-season. And, mate, you know what? They've played away from home the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, I want the Warriors to do really well. Always do. So, hopefully, Brandy gets the boys going, and good luck to those players that signed.
Absolutely. What about the Rabbitohs? Anthony Milford.
Yeah, I think, look, Milf needed to leave the Broncos. He's been on big money for a long time. He's underperformed. Obviously, he had a little incident there a couple of months ago, but hopefully he gets there and pushes the young bloke. It might be the start he needs, but he can bring something to the South, but he's going to have to want to change up his game, I reckon, get fitter than he ever has been. I think Benji Marshall said a couple of years ago that Milford is a very talented player, but he just takes a few shortcuts.
West Tigers, they finished 13th with 8 wins. They've got Tyrone Peachy coming to the club.
Yeah, Tyrone Peachy's a good player, but once again, there's no real leaders there. You know, Adam Dewey is a really good player. I think Luke Brooks got there. I think he got their player of the year this year.
He did. I just don't understand
that.
I reckon that speaks volumes of how the
club's where the club's at, but they've got some really good young players there. They've got to back them, but also they've got to back their coach and the board. You know, I'm not bagging the board in general, but they've just got to make the right decisions for their club.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's a lot. We could have a whole discussion, show about the West Tigers.
Yeah.
We talked to many legends on this show, but not many bigger than this bloke.
Our next guest was an NRL workhorse. He'll go down in history as one of the greatest Cronulla Sharks players of all time. A true Shire icon. He played a total of 348 premiership games and made the dreams of many Sharks fans a reality in 2016, finally bringing the Proven Summers Trophy to the Shire. And his on-field days might be over, but this tough-as-nuts guest is now leaving his legacy in the professional boxing ring. Here to teach these Muppets what a real athlete is, please welcome Dead Set legend, Paul Gallen.
Yeah, he certainly is a Dead Set legend. We missed out there that he's actually one of the funniest blokes. He did a comedy routine at one of our No BS lunches. Of course, we can't talk about those because we don't talk about those lunches, but you were sensational that day as well, Gal. Thank you so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. How are you this morning?
No worries. Thanks, boys. No, I'm pretty good. Yeah, just done a bit of training session, so I'm all good, but I do remember that luncheon. It was a big day, that's for sure.
It certainly was.
Gal, obviously you've got an 11-1-1 record, and you did have the TKO loss to Justice in June, but you know, tell us what you reviewed that boxing match and where you want to improve from here.
Oh, mate, he's just, you know, at the end of the day, when you're beaten by someone who's just too good for you, you go there, you do your best, you prepare as best you can, but you're beaten by a guy who's better on the night, that's the way it goes, and... yeah, he was too good. There's no doubt about that. He's one of the prodigies of Australian boxing. He's probably earmarked as one of the best boxers Australia's seen. I think along with Jai Pattaya, I actually think he's probably the most skillful boxer Australia has at the moment. Obviously, Jai's going to fight for a world title, hopefully early next year. But no doubt Hooney's got the goods, and hopefully for him he can keep moving forward.
Yeah, why do you love boxing so much, mate?
Mate, I've always liked it. I've always enjoyed the sport as a kid. Did a little bit as a kid, and looking now, I suppose I finished footy. It still gives me that opportunity to compete. And I suppose as an athlete or as a footy player, any sort of athlete, you want to compete as long as you possibly can. And I've got a, you know, athletic ability, and I'm going to squeeze every single last drop of athletic ability out of my body before I probably break at some stage. And I am 40 now, so the time's probably not too far away. But yeah, I'm enjoying it at this point in time.
Gal, you spoke about Josh Alloway and said, you know, you don't rate him as an NRL player, but you've thrown some barbs around. I love it. But he does have some pedigree. What do you need to be mindful of?
Oh, look, Ben Tully's very fast and very skillful. I imagine a guy who's boxed as a kid is, but, mate, I don't know if the fight's going to happen there. We're still a fair bit to work through at the moment as far as the negotiation goes with the fight itself. And, I just have to wait and see what happens to the Rose boys. Rest assured, it won't be through fear that I won't be doing the fight. I can promise you that. But there's a few issues with the contract at the moment that need to be sorted out. And, do the right thing by boxing and the right thing by the sport. He carries on like he's a boxer and he's got that pedigree. Well, he's got to do the right thing by the sport. And, that's about all I can say at this stage.
Now, that's a really good point, mate. Let's talk about rugby league for a moment. The Sharkies, mate, they've got themselves a new coach. They've got a couple of players from the Storm. You know, it really does look like they're on the up and up. Are you excited about the season for them next year?
Yeah, definitely. We actually had a luncheon yesterday at the Sharkies, which was really good. The first sort of luncheon they've had in a long, long time because of COVID. And there was 75 sponsors and supporters there and members. And, Fitzy was there himself and actually Alan Fitzgibbon, Fitzy's dad, and E.T. and Gav Miller. So it was a good day. Oh. And everyone's really excited about next year and the future of the Sharks with Fitzy coming and some really good signings at the club. I think none better than Dale Finucane and Cam McInnes. Mate, Cam McInnes, I played with Cam McInnes in the 2017 City Country game. Freddie asked me to come back and have a game and I did. It was the last ever City Country game. And mate, I actually backed him after that to be the New South Wales hooker. His leadership at training and his work ethic was like nothing I've seen before. He was absolutely outstanding. And obviously, Cookie's got the spot now and thoroughly deserves it. You can't take it off him. But Cam's been injured this year, but I just think he's a terrific leader and a terrific player, and he's going to do wonders for the club. And you throw on top of that Dale Finucane, his pedigree coming from the Storm, they're both going to be really good for the club, and looking forward to what they do next year.
Yeah, Nicho Hynes, an incredible player for the Storm. Every time they plugged him into so many various positions, whether it was on the bench or playing and starting in various roles, he never let him down, and he's goal kicker as well.
Yeah, mate, he's a goal kicker. And look, the thing about Nicho Hynes, not a lot of people know I suppose because of his time in first grade. He grew up a half his entire life. He grew up a halfback. So he actually had to transition into the fullback role for the Melbourne Storm. And as we know, slotted straight in there and did a terrific job. But I'm pretty sure Fitzy's bought him as a half. So we've got two or three really good halfbacks at the Sharks going forward. And hopefully he slots into the half of the 5'8 role there and just it goes really well. As we know, he can play really outstandingly for the Melbourne Storm. It's going to be different coming to a new club, but I've got no doubt he's going to be great.
No doubt about it. Gowan, before we let you go, I know that you put your hand up to do the 24-hour row, which is all for Gotcha for Life next weekend. We've got over 40 surf clubs and many down in the Sutherland Shire where you'll be in and around doing your bits and bobs. And you put a video out there challenging Hugh Jackman, who's doing it from New York with the North Bondi Club. It's going to be a fun 24-hour row for all really good reasons starting next weekend.
No, it's going to be great. I was down at a local gym last week and someone came and asked me about it and I said, mate, I'm jumping on board for sure. Yeah, I get a bit of a kick out of helping people when you can. It's the position we're in. We're very lucky, and we've worked very hard to get what we've got to. And if you can help people out along the way, I think it's something that you should do. And I'll be jumping on the rower next weekend without a doubt. Probably I'm going to try and get 5+ Ks out. So that probably I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'm going to get at least
great stuff.
I've got to make it clear, I'm not going to be right for 24 hours. I'm going to help out.
Everyone's doing half an hour slots and everyone would get that team spirit back. And, of course, Bodies.
I'll make a deal. If I can't get 5Ks out in half an hour, we'll have it. You think of a good bet and we'll have it. I'm going to back myself to get 5Ks out in half an hour. If I can't get it, you guys can give me a challenge.
Good on you, Gav.
A monetary challenge, whatever it might be.
Perfect.
5Ks in 30 minutes, that's my goal.
Love your work, Gav. Thanks so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. You are certainly that, brother.
Jeez, mate,
actually, is that possible? I hope it's possible to get 5Ks in 30 minutes. I hope it's a bit off the chew there. Yeah.
I got a feeling if you put your mind to it, you'll probably nail it, mate. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, boys.
Boys, we are now going to do the game, the Cameo Call-Out. Remember, Cameo is that... it's an opportunity for you to get a star, someone you love, to do a shout-out to a friend of yours.
Sure.
You've got to pay for it, right?
Yes.
So last week we did, I think it was Joey Johns up against another sportsman, and I asked you guys who gets paid the most. Well, this week it is Shannon Knoll versus Tim O'Matic.
Shannon Knoll versus Tim O'Matic. What about me?
It is
Tim O'Matic.
So Shannon Knoll or Tim O'Matic.
I'll go for Tim O'Matic.
I'm going to go Knollsy.
Knowlesy, $126 for a greeting. Tim O'Matic, $146.
Thank you.
Well done to you, Del.
That's what I do. I'm entertainment.
Take more than you get.
Couple of boxes now. Tim Zhu or Michael Zarafa?
Surely Tim Zhu. I would be paying
every day of the week.
$200 for Tim Zhu, $126 for Zarafa.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of huge celebrities now. Caitlyn Jenner or this man? Drop it like it's hot. Oh, Snoop. Snoop Dogg. So with Caitlyn Jenner or Snoop Dogg?
Snoopaloo.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner is $3,325 for a greeting. Snoop Dogg only a snip at $1,596.
Wow.
And then how about these two? Talk about boxers. Lloyd Mayweather or Mike
Lloyd
Tyson?
Floyd.
Floyd. What did I say?
Lloyd.
Oh, sorry.
His
Floyd.
Brother.
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Lloyd.
The money man.
Can we cut that? I want to play that later on.
This is a live show we're doing here, mate.
The money man.
Floyd Mayweather or Mike Tyson?
Money Mayweather.
Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather, $19,950 for a 30-second greeting.
Just say
Mike
hello.
Tyson, I reckon a bargain at $300.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
There you go. How good?
That's ridiculous.
This is the Dead Set Legends Judiciary, an opportunity for you to ask us a question. And you'd like
I've had a bit of fun with this.
The brain trust of us three Muppets to come up with the goods. Here we go.
Blem's Dead Set Legends tackled the on-field drama. Now it's time to tackle the big off-field questions. Have you got a real-world question or moral dilemma you need help solving? Now's your time to call the Dead Set Legends Judiciary as they debunk, or possibly rebunk,
down at the bunker,
the major issues affecting your life.
Well.
We have an opener now.
We have an opener. I didn't realise.
Oh, wow.
We are getting posh, aren't we?
Wow.
So many people listening to this segment. Mm. We've got ourselves an opener. Hey, Dead Set Legend boys. One of my good mates just got married last week, finally after having to postpone it for over a year. So that's nice, isn't it?
That's awesome. Yeah.
They hadn't planned on feeding the photographer and thought it was unnecessary as he only had to be there for a few hours in the reception. Turns out he was quite hungry and asked my mate's wife for a plate of food, and she said no. Apparently you just can't add another plate of food on the night. These things are prepared months in advance. So it turns out the photographer, he got quite pissed off. He left the wedding.
He's cracked
it. And has now told my mate and his wife that he has deleted all of the photographs.
Surely hasn't.
Of the day. So the bloke has done his job, taken the photos, but a bit hungry, a bit peckish, says, gets told, no, you can't have a feed. So deletes all the photos in a rage.
Hangry.
Do you think,
he was hangry.
Yeah, he was, obviously.
He should have done a Gus Wallen and pulled in a KFC or Macca's or something.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
It's an opportunity for a cheesy.
Yeah.
Surely. Do you think this is a dick move? I think we all agree it's a dick move.
Surely.
But is it a dick move?
I don't know.
What about the dick move from the people not giving him a plate of food?
But that,
rather than the other way around.
That should have been organised beforehand, just quietly. So if you're going to agree to do the photography stuff and that, you say, oh, mate, can you, mate?
But
can
these things happen.
I know.
There's like, is that much stuff going on at weddings?
You give him, give him your butter and your roll.
Uber eats something for him. He'd be there in 5 minutes.
Like, yeah. But not everyone's going to be eating their meal anyway, are they?
No,
you know what I mean? Just sort of grab a feed and sort it out later.
Oh, you're saying take the scraps. That's
No,
I'm saying
like the bottom of the muffin.
The bottom of the muffin isn't a great deal. But if you just get yourself a roll and a bit of butter, right? And say, mate, there's a little bit of what's that posh ham they have? It's not ham, it's called
shaved ham.
What do you mean?
Prosciutto.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Posh ham.
You know, and that tomato-y stuff where they slice it up, dice it up really the onion and stuff.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Like prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Yeah.
Prosciutto. Bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Actually, a mate of mine.
Bruschetta. All the Italians listening to this would die right
bruschetta.
Now.
Bruschetta. Hey, one of my mates.
That's Keish, by the way, who's meant to be silent and isn't at the moment.
One of my mates years ago.
Don't feed her at the wedding either. Yeah. No, don't look after the production
team. One of my mates years ago had was dating a girl and he just wanted to impress her and he took her out and he hates fresh tomato. And he's going, what should we order? We'll order some fresh bruschetta. Anyway, it comes out and he sees the tomato. He grabs a knife and just brushes it straight off and just eats the bread. Anyway, let's get back to it.
Yeah, let's get back to it. So are we on the photographer's side or are we on the people getting married side?
People getting married. Mate, he was paid to take photos, not go in there and eat. Mate, organise your own food, mate. You're getting paid to take photos.
Yep.
And that's memories for a lifetime that you've deleted. You're an idiot, mate. And if I see you, I'm going to crow peck you, mate.
Okay.
Well, I reckon he hasn't deleted the photos.
Yeah.
I reckon he's just holding them to ransom.
Yep.
You know?
Okay. Oh, well,
send him a few meal vouchers, but
that
get
is
the
not,
photos.
That is not the question that you've been asked, Jude. So you're just making stuff up now. Are you on the photographer's side or the people getting married?
People getting married. Yeah. Every day of the week.
I think we're all on that. You know, the photographer needs to lift, but in saying that, give the bloke a Throw the bloke a bone.
No, mate, no.
Give him something. Anyway,
some prosciutto.
Please send through any of those dilemmas you might have. And you can get the brains trust of Wendell, myself, and Jude to come up with the answers. And
no
Keisha as well, if you like. Yeah. She's chipping in as well. Yeah. And you can catch us on Triple M 104.9 in Sydney, 10 o'clock every single Saturday. Thanks for your time.